with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Una. Welcome along to Breakfast Roll. Una laughing her backside off over there. Go on.
The gender pay gap. Let's talk.
I'll talk about it if you want. I think it's an absolute disgrace that it actually exists.
Yeah, it's shocking. Let's be transparent about this, right? Let's be transparent.
Oh, God.
How much money you got? How much money you earn?
I don't have an awful lot of money because my fuel expenses are really, really high
Listen,
at the moment.
You should be thankful that there's fuel there at the moment to get you to work. Because that all could change.
Oh,
it's looking pretty scary.
Stop it.
Yeah, so.
If we don't talk about it, it won't happen.
Gender pay gap.
Oh my God. Pay everybody equally.
Yes.
Simple as that. All right.
Equal pay for equal work.
Yeah. Here's our survey says this morning. Is the answer the gender pay gap?
Yeah.
Okay, our survey says this morning, let's get some guesses in on 087-1102-107.
65% of people say they do this if they could travel back in time. First thing they'd do.
I love this question. So many things I would do if I could travel back in time.
Ooh.
Invest in crypto when I was told to 10 years ago, or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, but crypto's up and down, though, is it not?
Yeah, but when I was told to, when I was told all about it when it was early doors, it was like a euro or something, or whatever the hell it was. I'd now be a multi-billionaire and wouldn't have to be sitting here smelling your eggs in the studio. Do you know what I mean?
That was the universe intervening because you knew you wanted to be across from me smelling the eggs in the studio.
Do you know what? If I could go back in time, Una, I would have never left you in the first place.
Aww.
Hung around.
Yeah, well, you did. You left, you see.
Did.
Don't you worry. I found myself a new fella during that time.
I know you did.
Oh, yes, I did.
Couldn't wait to get out of here. He created COVID just to give it all up.
That is not true.
Yeah, it is. All right. Is that
not
the answer?
No,
okay, what are you saying, Una?
Okay, so can I hear the question again, please?
65% of people say they'd do this if they could travel back in time.
Well, like, there's the obvious one. You'd go and you'd do the lotto and you'd win the lotto and then you'd kind of be set up for life. But that, you see, that could kind of affect things as well. That could affect fate. I don't know. Maybe I'd go back in time. I'd go to college. I'd go back and I would relive college again and I would avoid certain people there.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or make better connections in college.
Or make better connections. Yeah. Or go to more lectures.
Or go to the lectures.
Yeah, get out of bed earlier. Yeah.
Don't go ice skating when you were told not to go ice skating.
I broke my arm. My arm is giving me jip now, actually. See? Yeah, I'm just getting busy or something. Anyway, is that the answer?
No, it's a good guess, though. 65% of people said they'd do this if they could travel back in time. What would they do?
All right, what would you do? What's the answer to this? 087-1102-107. John, what is the question we're asking for our survey says? So everybody can send in a voice note on 087-1102-107.
65% of people said they'd do this if they could travel back in time. What is it?
I have one for you. I have another guess. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Redo secondary school.
Oh my God, I loved secondary school. Yeah, that's
that
a great show.
That was the best, yeah.
That was brilliant. Such fun times.
It was.
For anything in particular.
But knowing what I know now, as in like what subjects to pick that I'd be strong at to get the points to do what I wanted to do, and I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you two, I'd be a vet.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd be a vet too. We'd probably be working on the same practice.
Would you?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
You see, the universe conspired to bring us together.
Una, I'd be working in the vet for people with precious little puppies. You'd be like in some sort of...
Out with the cows.
You'd be an
agricultural.
Yeah.
Why, are you saying I'm beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer?
100%.
Oh my God, he's calling me fat again. Wow.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer. That's what you're doing. That's what you're saying.
I can't believe you said that to me. I didn't know what that meant.
I can't believe you said it to me.
People send that message in all the time.
It's not that, no.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What are you saying?
If it's 65% the Irish people, I would say it's turn off the immersion heater.
Yeah, you would. You go back in time, save that money, turn off the immersion heater.
The fear.
No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Dang, damn it. All right. Yeah. Here's the question.
65% of people say they'd do this if they could travel back in time. What is it?
087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is? We're trying to figure out what is the answer to our survey says. So the question is...
65% of people say they do this. They would do this if they could travel back in time. What is it?
This came in from Laura. Save your communion money. That's pretty sound advice.
I didn't get any communion money.
Big Dave still has his communion money.
Well, he's from Cavan.
Oh, Una O'Carroll.
Standard. Joking. Joking.
Oh, yeah.
Do a public service announcement apology.
I'm so sorry. I actually love Cavan. The people of Cavan are great crack. Love Big Dave as well, by the way. Sound man. So I love Cavan, the Lake County, beautiful county. So I was only joking.
If Una could go back in time, she would have retracted that comment. Go back to school. No bills, says Paul.
Oh, no bills.
Oh, no bills.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Someone serving you your dinner and doing your washing. Didn't know how lucky we were.
I know how lucky I am.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he still has someone serving him his dinners and doing his washing. Oh, you do?
I do my own dinners for everyone.
I do my own dinners.
I cook for everyone.
Every day?
Yeah. Well, we share it.
Huh? You share the cooking?
Yeah.
That's great.
Actually, we split it yesterday. We picked up a roast chicken, and I also cut my finger, by the way, on the chip maker. What do you mean, ooh? Well, I was making the chips, I cut my finger on the chipper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, was it a nice dinner? Well, where's your story going? You and Taffers?
Yeah.
Right. So someone did the chicken and the other one did the chips.
The shop did the chicken. Is that it?
It's not, no.
Oh my God. It's going to be one of those days. Travel, says this person.
Oh, yes.
That's
from Gary. Yes.
That is a good shout, yeah. No, it's not the answer, though. The answer is...
we got an answer.
Oh, we're getting an answer.
Here we go. Answer time. 65% of people, if they could go back in time, they'd be their own wingman. To be with who they want to be.
Their own wingman.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They plant the seeds of like, this person's really nice. Have you heard of this person? And then...
No, I don't understand.
So you talk yourself into getting into relationships. That what it
you
is?
You talk the person into liking you as your older self. What don't you get?
Any of us.
Hey, that guy. So you'd be older Donald, and you'd travel back in time, and you'd be in the ear of the girl who you fancy. Hey, that guy over there, he's really nice. Right.
Not quite like that.
You'd run a mile. You'd like, I get away from creepy older Donald.
Old
yeah. Be your own wingman. Okay. That's bizarre.
Take that how you want to take it.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
You don't be your own wingman. Either, but here we go.
You're not meant to meet your other self if you go back in time, or else the universe collapses.
Yeah.
Una will tell
you.
To the future.
No, Una will tell you that. She reads books.
Breakfast rolls.
And we got into a rhyme this morning. This is a bit of a wild one. Sophie from Letterkenny. I don't think Sophie understood what was going on.
She definitely didn't. 100%. Sorry, Sophie. You weren't at the races today. It was shocking. Shocking performance.
Do you ever get the feeling that the two of us have been wound up on this one?
Do you know, we may well have been.
It might make bloody well sense. Anyway, have a listen to Sophie from Letterkenny playing Rhyme It and her not really understanding what the game was about.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Sophie from Donegal, good morning.
Hi, Soph.
How are we?
Good, thanks very much. So you're currently in college. What are you studying, Sophie?
I'm doing business in Letterkenny.
Nice.
Han Donegal. Congratulations on
Donegal.
On the league there. You absolutely hockeyed us on Sunday. I was mortified. Absolutely mortified.
Can you say us? What are you talking about?
Talking about Kerry in the league final.
Hard to say it.
Well, yeah, it's hard because there was like, we haven't been beaten so much in a final in over two decades, Sophie. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you deserved it.
after beating you in the championship last year.
We won't talk anymore.
We won't talk about that. Okay. All right.
We're going to play a game of Rhyme It. We're going to give you a word and you have to rhyme every answer with that word. We're going to give you 30 seconds. Up for grabs this week, we've tickets for Lewis Capaldi.
Woo!
Woo!
So the word that you have to rhyme with today is...
Door. D-O-O-R. Door.
Is that good, okay. Sophie? All right, door. Your 30 Sounds seconds good. Start now.
You walk on this.
The ground.
How many sides does a quadrilateral have?
Five.
In America, they might call a shop a what?
A mall.
A popular Katy Perry song.
Oh, firework.
Sometimes things wash up on the sea what?
Seaside.
A male pig is called what?
Male pig. I should know this. I live on a farm. A stud.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Thank you.
Sophie, did you not get the concept of the game? I gave you a word.
I got all the answers right.
No, no. The concept of the game is you, every answer that you give me has to rhyme with door. That was said clearly to you at the start.
What has door got to do with any of those questions?
Well, okay, but so...
Oh, God.
You walk on this, right? Something that rhymes with door. Floor. What did you say? You said ground.
You walk on the ground. Same thing. It means the same thing.
But it doesn't rhyme. It's a game. It's called Rhyme It, Sophie.
Well,
I hope you do better in your business class today.
I'm going to lose Capaldi. It's grand.
No, you're not.
You're definitely not. Lordy.
Sophie, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a laugh, whether you intended to or not. Yeah. And shout out to everybody in Letterkenny this morning. Sophie from Donegal playing rhyme with today.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to you, Letterkenny. Thank you.
If you want to have a go at rhyme, try and understand the rules. And that is, we give you a word and you rhyme every answer with that word. The word was door. And she just didn't do it. Anyway.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Wind up Wednesdays, you absolute legend.
Yes.
This is your food. This is your fuel. You thrive off of this.
Oh, like, this is my life source energy. Honest to God, like, anytime I do a prank call and we have the crack and the person is happy afterwards and we're just laughing, I feel $1 million. Mm. Like, my whole body is buzzing. It's like I'm effervescent or something. I'm fizzing.
Effervescent. Wow.
Yeah, that was actually, someone told me before I was effervescent. It was the nicest compliment I ever got.
You're buzzing off your bin. Anyway, here's today's Wind Up Wednesday. Wind Up Wednesdays, what have you got for us? What treat have you in store?
So Kat in Tullamore got in touch with me and she asked me to prank her husband, her fella, Maciej.
Yeah.
Now, Maciej likes to fish. He likes to cast a rod in the Shannon and see what happens.
Actual fish. He's
fishing.
Not,
he goes fishing.
He's not looking for compliments.
No.
Okay.
So, So I rang him up telling him that he owed revenue, the inland fisheries, a lot of money.
The inland fisheries! All right. Come here, a little heads up. Have a think about while you listen to this if you want to nominate somebody. We do have Lewis Capaldi tickets up for grabs. 087-1102-107. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hello?
Hi, is this Maciej Sikora?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, Maciej. Samantha Jones here, ringing from the Department of Revenue Tax Rebate Forms in conjunction with Inland Fisheries. How are you doing?
You're ringing for the tax?
Can you talk, Maciej?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so it's come to our attention that you actually owe money in overpaid taxes to revenue.
Yes.
There has been several letters posted about this. We haven't received anything back.
No.
On top of that now, Maciej, there's been reports of you fishing on the Shannon. Have you been fishing on the Shannon?
Yes.
There's actually video evidence of you taking a salmon out of the Shannon and bringing it home. And we know that you had it for your dinner because a neighbour reported it. She said she smelt it. She smelt the salmon frying on the pan. Oh, he's gone.
Yes, hello?
Hello, Maciej. It's Samantha Jones here again from Inland Fisheries. Did you hang up on me?
Yes.
Why did you hang up on me? I was just talking about the salmon and the Shannon. Listen.
In the part of the Shannon when I'm fishing, it's not salmon.
Well, are you denying that you had salmon and mash last week for your dinner?
No. You tell me what kind of part of the Shannon you see me. Somebody report me.
There's video evidence. I'm not here to be giving you information. You're the one who's supposed to be giving me information now. You fried that salmon with a bit of butter and salt and you had it with pandy. Isn't that right, Maciej? Now, that neighbour confirmed that there is a smell of salmon from your house. Now, you have to pay the price because salmon is property of the state, obviously. And therefore, you have incurred a fine from revenue of €10,000 on top of the other money, I might add. Maciej, the issue is the consumption without notifying revenue that the salmon entered the domestic economy. Do you know, that's taxable protein, really. Do you understand where we're coming from? I mean, was the salmon nice? Did it taste nice? Was it worth it? Was it worth 10,000 euro, Matt J?
No, it's not worth it.
When you settle the salmon liability, you must also return a salmon to the Shannon. Okay, so you need to get a salmon, return it to the Shannon so everything is equal. Have you heard about the salmon of knowledge in old Irish folklore?
Yeah, how are you getting my phone number? That's the price, yeah?
I have you online. You've been reported for having the salmon, taking the salmon out of the Shannon. And then the neighbour told us that she definitely smelled salmon, that she had it for your dinner one night last week. So now we have the evidence of the salmon, the smell of the salmon, and then there is the video of you taking a picture of yourself with the salmon on the Shannon.
I never fishing in my life.
You never
for salmon.
You never went fishing for salmon. Isn't salmon the best fish in the sea? What else would you be fishing for?
I'm fishing for the pike.
Pike? So you can't even eat pike. Listen, when are you going to cough up that money? 10,000 euro to the Inland Fisheries Department. Can we set up a standing order? Will we do that today? Will we do it now?
No.
No? When are you going to return the salmon to the Shannon?
No, I don't get any salmon.
Matche, you took a Shannon. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, salmon for a salmon. You have to put a salmon back into the Shannon because you're messing with the whole flora and fauna of the situation in the Shannon. Do you know what I mean? Do you know?
This is some joke. Are you ringing for the radio, yeah?
Hey, Matche, I thought I had you hook, line and sinker, but obviously I didn't. Yes, Kat put me up to it.
I didn't believe if you would say about the pie or the trout, something like that, not about the salmon. In this part of the river where I'm fishing, it's no salmon at all.
Oh, sugar, I should have said trout. Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. I love that. The salmon in the shot. I love the way you like you've return a salmon into the shot. It's
like miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And this is the bit that Una was wound up for our April Fool's prank, where we got everybody to send in just random voice notes. Nothing to do with what we were talking about, and get it off your chest.
No, but you know, the thing was, like, I was getting angry, like, I was ticking. I was just like, I'm going to have a word with Cooper afterwards now, because he is not doing his job. He is playing all the incorrect voice notes that are probably from another show, but he keeps doing it. This is his fourth or fifth time. Like, this is not good enough.
There was a moment off air that she said, "Are you stupid?" And I was just like, "What do you mean? I'm just playing the voice notes that are coming in."
And I was fit to kill Donal, because I was fit to kill him.
We logged you out of WhatsApp.
You logged me out of WhatsApp, and I just felt naked without having the WhatsApp beside me. And he was like, "Oh no, I can't get on it." And he barely tried, and I felt like saying, "Well, you didn't try hard enough."
I said, "Don't turn off the Wi-Fi." Like, we're messaging each other during
Sneaky
the show.
Sneaky turkeys.
Turn off the Wi-Fi so she can't log in on the QR code. So.
Yeah, and then he said to me,
What did he say?
"Well, at least now you'll have time to concentrate on the news."
I never said that.
No, Donald did.
Oh, did he?
And I was like, "Rah!"
Oh, that was. And then soon and after,
the dragon nearly came out.
I walked in and said, "Have you got newsfeed extra?" "Oh, newsfeed extra!"
Lord.
Anyway, this is how it all unfolded. Enjoy. Get it off your chest. And come here, if you'd like to get anything off your chest, if there's anything that's bugging you, someone's bugging you, or something that you've noticed that you're thinking, like, "Jesus Christ, that's annoying the living daylights out of me," you can send us a message, 087-110-2107. What have we got today, Tuna?
Okay, so this is from Jack in Kildare. He says, "Hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because it's actually starting to wreck my head. My car is off the road at the moment, so my girlfriend is driving me everywhere. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I'm on the edge the entire time I'm in the car with her. She's just not a great driver. Like, people are constantly beeping at her and I'm sitting there gripping the seat for dear life. I don't even like being a passenger at the best of times, but this is next level. The worst part is it's starting to cause rows between us. I try not to say anything, but then something happens and I can't help myself and she gets really defensive. Now it's turning into arguments and it's actually affecting our relationship. Oof. I don't even know what to do because I don't have much choice right now, but I also can't keep sitting in the car feeling like this every day. Am I being too harsh or would this drive anyone else mad?"
"A woman trying to park a car."
"Is it you he's in the car with him?"
Bunny, Jack.
Sorry.
"I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you. I think you're being judgy.
Oh.
And I think you should be grateful and thankful that your lovely girlfriend is chauffeuring you around the place while your car is off the road. Do you know what I mean? And a bit of encouragement rather than tearing her down, telling her she's a bad driver. A bit of encouragement.
Why are they beeping at her?
Because
do you find people beeping
at
you a lot?
She's a babe. She's a babe. Yeah. And they're like beeping, going, hey, girl, you hot. Yeah.
1970s Hollywood. Everyone's got their top down, driving along, sunglasses on, looking down over. Hey, hot stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Why are they beeping you?
That's why they're beeping me. I don't know about Jack's girlfriend, but that's why they're beeping me.
Okay. Let's get some WhatsApps on this. 087-110-2107. What does he need to do? I think he needs to just shut up and put up.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah, definitely. And say sorry and be grateful and tell her she's an excellent driver.
But what if there is issues with her driving and he could be concerned for his safety and everybody else's safety and her own
safety? Well, then he should take a taxi.
Okay. 087-110-2107. What should Jack do? Should Jack back off? Or should he actually just maybe engage with his missus? All right. Get it off your chest this morning. Somebody's...
Jack
having a bit of an issue with being driven around, being chauffeured around because his girlfriend driving around because his car's up in
his car's off the road, so his missus has given him lift and he's complaining about her driving and it's resulting in arguments. And I'm like, Jack, when we strip this back, is the problem with your girlfriend's driving or is it with you being cranky about it?
Loads of messages coming in. 087-110-2107.
Hey, Una, is that your fella that's talking there? with a bad driver?
Wow.
Is it?
Huh? Is it? Well, I'm an excellent driver.
Stop it now. We've all seen the videos.
12 years of marriage and I am so still that woman. My husband hates sitting on with me. He air brakes. The works.
Air brakes. I love that. When you're in the passenger seat and your foot suddenly goes down into the footwell. Anybody in your car ever do that, Una?
No, nobody.
And the way he goes around it is, I'm not concerned about your driving. It's the other drivers on the road I don't trust. So maybe just be a little bit more cautious.
Okay, 087.
That's a lovely way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah,
Jack, now there you go.
That's pretty sound.
Yeah.
087-110-2107.
Una, why is pasta different shapes?
What?
I don't know. Why is pasta different shapes?
Why is pasta different shapes?
Good point, well, what Jack should do? Zip it.
Zip it. Zip it up.
That's the only advice I would have. Zip it. She gets from point A to point B fine driving without him. So, what is he? A driving police? And if he needs a lift, get a bike.
Yeah.
Be grateful she's chauffeuring you, as Una said. You don't like it? Get a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, on your bike.
On your bike.
Thanks, Melda. On your bike.
On your bike. All right, keep them coming in. 087-110-2107.
Ah, Jesus. Is it not just like a staple thing with couples now? Like, it's always the same of a Friday. There's a bit of giving out. There's a bit of questioning. There's a bit of pointing fingers. And there's just one decision to make. Is it chips or rice you're having with your takeaway? Never mind all this. Giving out, pointing fingers, go here, go there. If you want to go to the gym, off you go, but these people deliver.
Or get them to drive you there. All right. Anyway, keep your messages coming. 087-110-2107. Help Jack out. He's having an issue with his Mrs. Driving. And
at home and trying to park the car.
That's you, Una. All right. Get it off your chest, Una.
Get it off your chest, yeah. We got an email in from Jack in Kildare. He says, hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest because it's actually starting to wreck my head. My car is off the road at the moment, so my girlfriend is driving me everywhere. And I'm not exaggerating when I say I'm on the edge the entire time I'm in the car with her. She's just not a good driver. Like, people are constantly beeping at her and I'm sitting there gripping the seat for dear life. I don't even like being a passenger at the best of times, but this is next level. The worst part is it's starting to cause rows between us. I try not to say anything, but then something happens and I can't help myself and she gets really defensive. I don't know what to do. Yeah, well, you know, I would say, Jack, put up and shut up, really, because you're being driven around the place. And...
My mum's like, I think everyone's mum is like that in the car though as well. Doesn't matter how good a driver you are, your mum has always got that imaginary brake pedal. Slow down, you're going too fast.
My mum says I'm a great driver.
Yeah. Then there's something wrong.
But she can't drive herself.
So she doesn't know. Okay, 087-110-2107. We do have tickets for Lewis Capaldi up for grabs.
In fairness, if she's that bad at driving, who passed her?
Yeah, very true. Ona, I think he's talking about you.
What? What? I have my license for 4 years now, I'll have you know.
Doesn't matter.
I think what Jack needs to do is just close his eyes and go for a little nap, you know? When she's not breaking too hard and stuff like that, and he's not been, I don't think, I can't remember what you said, I don't think he's been thrown around the car, you know, as in breaking and stuff. So I know my husband, I was just laughing listening to that. Me and my husband would kill each other when I'm driving because he's air braking for me. Oh, he's the hands up on the, you know, the little
handle,
I don't know what you call that little hook thing on the side of the window there.
Handle, yeah.
Oh, it's so dramatic. It's like, will you come on? He was like, you you drive too close to the cars. I was like, no, I don't tailgate anyone. The two of us to kill each other, we kill each other. But it's very funny. But he just started closing his eyes now and just taking a little power nap. And like I say, he's like praying probably, you know, and crossing his fingers. But, you know, I'm a great driver. Like, I think I'm fine. And I'm sure his girlfriend thinks the same. So, best of luck, Jack. Take care.
You're on your own, Jack, by the sounds of it. Yeah.
Yeah, like men, I feel sometimes, not just, they can just be a little bit judgy when it comes to driving. Do you know, a little bit critical. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're critical. I drive safely. And some might say slow, yeah. And but you say that's bad driving.
No,
you did. You slagged me. You said it was like being behind driving Miss Davy.
Oh, there was one day that you were like it was dangerous because people were trying to undertake you and overtake you and stuff. And then when you were turning for the junction, you were halfway on the road and halfway in the turn point. So
you see, there you go. You just case in point, criticizing. There you go.
No, that's it. Pointed out the fact.
Yeah. I have to say, I agree with her completely. Anybody who has kids would be as proud as Punch. And you're able to tell it because they're exactly like iPhone users. How do you know they have an iPhone? Because they tell you, whether you asked or not. So they'll tell you, I'm the proud father of triplets, or I'm the proud mum of twins, or I'm the proud father of 49 kids with four women. It just works. Mm. On the other hand, he has a valid point. You know, why would penguins have a tie?
I don't know why penguins would have a tie.
What's the story with these f***ing holes and every time you have to drive somewhere in this f***ing country, you have to pay a f***ing toll. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Taxing cars and taxing vans and taxing lorries.
What about the petrol?
It's pay these f***ing tolls anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
And what's the story with Fredo? What happened to f***ing Fredo? He went f***ing skinny and went on Atkins or something. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. I'm sick of this. Sick of this.
Well, there's somebody who's looking to get things off his chest this morning.
Certainly is. So keep him coming in for Jack and Kildare, who's giving out about his girlfriend's driving.
087-1102-107. What are you saying? Don't forget, if you want to get something off your chest like Jack is trying to today, you can send us a message and on 087-1102-107. And we'll just let everyone else have their opinion of what they think of what's going on.
No, it's great because we come together and, you know, give opinions and give advice. And so Jack is upset that he has to get lifts with his girlfriend because his car is off the road. And he says his girlfriend is a really bad driver and it's causing arguments between them.
You're so on her side. It's hilarious.
Jack.
Yeah.
I think if Jack went to the gym and used the rowing machine and then went for his coffees afterwards, he might that might be better suited for him, I think. Yeah. The rowing machine's got to be everyone's favourite machine.
Rowing machine does have to be everyone's favourite
machine. Get on his bike.
Yeah.
Just listen to the responses there this morning for Get It Off Your Chest, and it reminds me, someone in my office absolutely stinks. Body odour is disgusting. I want to tell them just to get deodorant. Don't know if I should just buy them deodorant and leave it on their desk, but it's really annoying me now at this stage.
I suppose if somebody is stinky, yeah, buy them deodorant.
I tell you all the time.
Definitely the same one that passed Una, because there's no there's no way that anybody can be as bad as Una.
Hey! What is that?
Come on now.
I'm home and trying to park the car.
Oh yeah. See the way it's all men coming on slagging me about my driving. Oh, it's all men. Hmm? See? All men are judgy and they like to criticise.
All those observant men.
I actually never send messages into radio stations, but you're just so right this morning, Una, what you're saying. with the matcha latte this and High Rocks that. Like, the earth is flat, and I've never agreed with something more that you've said. Like, you look out to the horizon, like, nothing's curving. It just makes sense. If people got their heads out of their High Rocks, they'd be able to just see the truth. And you hit the head in the nail there, Una. Head in the nail.
Yeah, I think he's...
Is it not nailing the head?
I don't know.
And what did I hit?
Well, I think he's disagreeing with your...
I know what's going on. Finally.
We've got another message here.
How are you, Cooper and Una? Just in relation to the message he had there, I was listening, and like it struck a chord with me, because my missus, when I ask her for jam sandwiches, she actually makes ham sandwiches. And when I ask her for ham sandwiches, she actually makes jam sandwiches. Like, it's mad.
All right, keep your messages coming. 087-1102-107. What should Jack do? What is Jack asking this morning, Una?
Well, Jack's car is off the road at the moment, so his girlfriend is driving him everywhere. Lucky Jack that he's a girlfriend that's willing to drive him everywhere. But he's given out about her driving, and he says she's just a bad driver and people beep at her, and it's causing arguments between them, and he doesn't know what to do.
Okay.
Maybe take a taxi.
That's expensive, Una. Taxis are expensive.
But get on that, buy a bike. Walk.
Or just put up and shut up.
Yeah.
Joy and Lily from County Cavan.
What are you saying, Joy and Lily and Cavan?
At least if they're blowing the horn, they see you.
Okay. So that's why somebody was saying that they're having the horn blown at them, and it happens to you quite a lot as well, doesn't it? People be blowing their...
Oh, that's just a way of saying, hey, you're hot. I don't think it is.
It is, yeah.
Their way of saying, look, beep, beep, there you go, you're lovely.
There's Una from the radio. Yeah. Well, but what happens if it's like
that means you extra hot.
What happened, Fredo, was the sugar tax hit. Fredo went off the sugar, he lost all the weight, it wasn't Ozempic or like that. Then shrinkflation, he went down in size and he went down in quality, but he went up in price.
Yeah,
and have you ribbon.
Yeah, well, that's because somebody was asking about Fredo.
What's the story with these f***ing holes?
Oh yeah, Fredo,
his petties holes anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
What's the story with Fredo? What happened to f***ing Fredo? He went f***ing skinny and went on Atkins or something.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. I'm sick of this. Sick of this.
Yeah. Well, there preach. You go. There you go. Thank you so much, Philip, for giving your opinion on the what happened to Fredo.
The thing is so funny. If Jack and Jim went to the gym and used the same machine, would Jack get thin and Jim get slim? Time will tell, you see.
Very good.
Is it just me, or is it just, are we covering like a plethora of topics here? Do you know what I mean?
Well, Jack is the one who's getting a lift to the gym.
He's getting a lift to the gym, but why are we talking about Fredo's inflation and tolls?
Jesus, Zoon, it's affecting us all.
I didn't hear the full story.
Okay, so the full story is Jack is getting a lift from his missus to the gym because his car is in the shop.
It's not specifically to the gym, it's just everywhere. Like, okay. Yeah, because okay. His car's
so
off the
I don't
road.
Really know why Jack is in the car with his girlfriend driving, but maybe he needs to not be passenger princess and drive himself.
Yeah.
Passenger princess, though, it's a way of life, and I think everybody's entitled to be one. And,
I was a passenger princess for a long time.
You were?
Yeah, and, you know, it was a lovely time. It was an enjoyable time. Yeah. But I'm glad now that I am on the road and no longer a passenger princess. What do you love you?
I tried to hold in my laughter there and a squeak came out.
Joy and Lily from County Cavan.
What are you saying, Joy and Lily?
At least if they're blowing the horn, they see you.
Will you... You played that already, by the way.
It was worth a second.
It was worth a second.
What could be a compromise there for that chap is, why doesn't he drive her car when he needs to get somewhere, and then say, oh, I'll take the pressure off you, I'll drive, kind of thing. So that could be a solution.
And that's a good solution.
Is it?
Why isn't it?
It's kind of like, hey, why don't I drive? Why? What's wrong with my driving? Immediately.
Or you know what? Yeah. you drive and I can have a little nap here, have a little rest, read my book.
She could be very protective over her car.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your car is in the garage because you drive the living daylights out of it.
There you go, Jack. Why is your car in the garage?
Yeah, why is your car in the garage,
yeah,
Jack?
Yeah, you left out that bit of information.
All right. Thank you so much for all your messages on 087-1102-107. I think we didn't really get to the bottom of it, but it's worth to have a go anyway, isn't
it? Yeah, but everyone is just saying, no one's on your side, Jack. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to walk.
No. What?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the
crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
How are you feeling there, Naruna?
I'm feeling slightly vexed, I have to say.
It's only a little bit of April Fool's.
Bit of April Fool's, yeah. But like, you had me thinking that I was, you know, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, so we loads of random messages from regular listeners and some of the team here. And one of my favourites was...
Anna. Why is pasta different shapes?
Why is pasta different shapes? It was so funny. The look in your face, you just looked at me and I just moved on. I was just like, yeah, let's go to the next message. And then this...
I have to say, I agree with her completely. Anybody who has kids would be as proud as Punch. And you're able to tell it because they're exactly like iPhone users. How do you know they have an iPhone? Because they tell you, whether you asked or not, but they'll tell you, I'm the proud father of triplets, or I'm the proud mum of twins, or I'm the proud father of 49 kids with four women. It just works. Oh, on the other hand, he has a valid point. You know, why would penguins have a tie?
And like, halfway through that, you were agreeing with what he was saying.
What is going on here?
That was from Robbie. Thank you to everybody who sent in messages to help us with our little bit of a prank for you. And,
yeah, could have backfired. Could have backfired just then. I was getting angry.
You were ready to slap me.
Yeah. You were getting angry. You thought, you did actually call me stupid.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking, no, I didn't hear him call him stupid on air. Don't worry, it's all on camera, hidden camera that we have you on.
Hey, I have not given permission for that to go out.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that was Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it. Did you have a fun day today?
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. And if you would like me to wind someone up in your life, 087-1102-107, I would love to help. Just say prank and I will contact you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a goodie bag and the person who I prank will also get a goodie bag.
Stop
the lights. That's swear to God, man.
Nice. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Slán.